Here's Tim Harwood with a rundown of the latest Waterloo Blackhawks game.
The Dubuque Fighting Saints top the Waterloo Blackhawks 3-2 and ends the Blackhawks winning streak at 7 in a row, while Dubuque has now won 5 straight, and they have the longest winning streak in the USHL. Time for our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. The Hawks struck first, and it was the first goal as a Blackhawk by Mikko Matika. Ryan Saint-Louis back across the Blackhawk line on right wing, stops, centers. Scott ran into his own man. Hawks take the puck away. Brought up ice by Matika. 2-on-1 with Lindbergh. Matika moves in. He shoots. He scores! Mikko Matika, his first goal as a Waterloo Blackhawk. And 17th in the USHL this season, recorded as an unassisted goal 2 minutes and 38 seconds into the first period. The Fighting Saints tied it even quicker at the start of the second. Nils Juntorp with a back-and-forth play between himself and Max Montes. Montes taking the shot in transition. It was knocked down, and Juntorp there to pounce on it, tapping it past Jack Spicer. The goal at 1:45, Juntorp from Montes, also an assist to Noah Powell. And Powell would get the next one, giving the Fighting Saints their first lead at 5:14 of the second period. Powell sprung out of the zone and up right wing by Max Burkholder. Leaned in and put one up over Jack Spicer's right shoulder. Powell's goal assisted by Burkholder to make it 2-1 Fighting Saints at 5:14. That lead only lasted for 2.5 minutes. The Blackhawks tied it up at 7:46 of the second. And Erdman cut it off, reversed it, headman pass, and behind the defense it's Baker moving in, and his stick tied up, still gets a shot away, he scores! Owen Baker looked like he was hooked, but battled through it and slipped it past Bronman for a game-tying goal. Here come the Hawks. Baker's goal at 7:46 of the second, tying it up at 2 with Sam Rinzel, credited with the lone assist. The 2-2 score held for more than half of regulation. No more scoring in the second period, and it looked like the third might end up without another goal. But with 22 and 7-tenths seconds remaining, the puck came into the Blackhawks zone on left wing with Michael Burchill clicking with Ryan Saint-Louis. And from a sharp angle, Saint-Louis lifted a shot up under the crossbar. He was assisted by Burchill as well as Fisher Scott for the game winner. With 22 and 7-tenths seconds remaining, and the Blackhawks could not get a chance to tie it up, a shot on goal in the 22 and 7-10 seconds that followed, even with Jack Spicer getting to the bench for an extra attacker pretty early in that time. Hawks 0 for 3 on the power play. Fighting Saints had one power play, and they did not score on it. 0-for-1. It was an abbreviated power play, too, because they took an offsetting penalty only about 40 seconds in. Dubuque outshot the Blackhawks by a healthy margin in both the second and third periods, the third especially. They had 14 shots on goal to 7 for Waterloo for the game. 30 Fighting Saints shots on net to 21 for Waterloo. Jack Spicer takes the loss. He stopped 27 of 30. The win to Marcus Bronman. He's been the winning netminder in all 5 of their victories during the current streak. He made 19 saves on 21 shots to get the win in this one. That's our post-game scoring summary presented by Ted's Home and Hardware. Have toilet troubles? Master them with the number one toilet repair brand worldwide, FluidMaster. Easy to install and built to last, both consumers and plumbers trust FluidMaster products from Ted's Home and Hardware in Evansdale. Stop in to see Ted and his staff. They're there to help. Ted's Home and Hardware, 3550 Lafayette Road in Evansdale. The Blackhawks will finish up the month of January with games on home ice next weekend against the Lincoln Stars and Sioux City Musketeers. Games against teams in close proximity in the USHL Western Conference standings. But on this Saturday night, the Blackhawks miss an opportunity to improve their standings position relative to the Western Conference leading Fargo Force and the close pursuing Lincoln Stars. Hawks still in second, but could have had a healthier hold on that spot and could have been closer to the Western Conference leading force had the outcome been even a little different. Dubuque edges the Blackhawks 3-2 in this first game between the teams in Dubuque this season. The Hawks will be back for more in this series.
Hear live play-by-play coverage of each Waterloo Blackhawks game on 1650 The Fan. For details about the next broadcast, visit 1650thefan.com.